Well, obviously, the introduction of the so-called vaccine passport is probably the single biggest issue in British politics at the moment. And we've seen quite a substantial backlash to the announcement by Boris Johnson on so-called Freedom Day that he's bringing in vaccine passports for nightclubs and other environments in September. So in other words, you've got to have proof that you've taken two jabs to get into some of these locations. And I think the plan will be then to roll it out across the piece. So we know that. And we know that there's a bit of a mini revolt within the Conservative Party about that. Certainly there's lots of ordinary individuals are very, very angry about this. But ultimately this will come in front of Parliament. So it's really important that we understand what will happen at that point. And so we read in the press today that the COVID vaccine passport may be ditched as Labour threatens to join the Conservative rebels and vote it down. So this is what they're suggesting. Apparently, Sir Keir Starmer is understood to oppose the idea of certification to get into certain environments, as ministers have proposed from September. But by the way, please note that it's not just nightclubs. The media is framing this as if it's only nightclubs. No, it's not. It's not only nightclubs at all. The government's made it clear that they're looking at sporting environments and potentially concerts indoors, all sorts of situations where you would need, according to the government, proof you've been double jabbed to even enter. But anyway, apparently Sir Keir wants ministers to look at introducing testing as a minister, as a minimum requirement. So he believes that before you, it's equally pathetic, really. He thinks before you can get into, you know, like a concert, a big concert indoors, well, you'd have to have proof that you, a test, proof of a negative test. Well, we know how inaccurate the tests are, so that means nothing. So Downing Street has admitted that it will have to bring its proposed plans forward for a crunch vote in the House of Commons after the summer break. And as I say, this is all about the fact that they want to force clubs and other large-scale events. So this is big sporting events, big musical events, all kinds of scenarios I'm sure they have in mind. People have to prove they've been double-jabbed due to their so-called high risk. It's laughable. There is no high risk in these things. It's made up. But it's all about Labour then. So will Labour actually find a backbone? Will Labour actually just for once oppose? Now, a spokesman for Sir Keir said, we oppose the use of COVID vaccination status for everyday access to venues and service. Well, yeah, good. He goes on to say, it's costly, open to fraud, and is impractical. Well, yeah, there's one other thing. It's immoral, right? It's immoral as well. He goes on, being double-jabbed doesn't prove you aren't carrying the virus. Absolutely right. Makes the question, what's the point in being double-jabbed? Testing for access to venues would be more efficient and would give people and businesses more certainty. So Labour MP Big Mouth Jess Phillips has said, I don't think it will work. Businesses won't be able to place it, and it's not fair on them. Well, thanks, Jess, for that absolutely galaxy brain insight. It's not fair on the businesses. It's not fair on the people who aren't double-jabbed being denied access to large tranches of British society. That's fundamentally the issue here. You know, Prime Minister Secretary says, blah, 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 we think it's right that at the point at which everyone has had the opportunity to have both jabs, we do mandate this to help add extra mitigation in such high-risk settings. I mean, honestly, whoever said that, they really need to go and have to take a long, hard look at themselves. First of all, you know, there's several points here. Point one, in a free country, you should not be required to provide medical certification to access such basic things as going to a nightclub, going to a sporting event, going to a musical concert. It's outrageous that these things are even have been considered, let alone agreed upon by this most rotten and toxic of governments. But the government is, you know, let's be clear. I think what might happen is if enough people protest between now and September when the vote comes, then I think the government might yet again do a tactical retreat. It's done several of these this year. When it first mooted the concept of vaccine passports and there was a bit of a clamour against it, it rode back. It did it again. It rode back. And now on the third go, this is the third attempt to introduce vaccine passports. And it's obviously part of the globalist agenda because they're happening, as you know, in France, in New Zealand, in Australia, all these countries are going down the same vaccine passport route. As I mentioned in a podcast yesterday, Ireland introduces vaccine passports from Monday of next week. No double vax. Sorry, you're not getting into the restaurant. You're not getting into the pub. That's Ireland. And Boris wants to emulate that. And if he gets his way, then I'm afraid at that point, this country has slid directly into full-on authoritarian Chinese Communist Party type control. That's why so many of us are so vehemently against it. It's nobody's business what our medical status is before we go into a large event. It's just nobody's. We don't ask people all kinds of other personal questions about their medical status when they go into these events. There are other things they could have which could be spread, but those things are not asked for. I think that fundamentally, and this is, you know, the really nagging doubt on this, COVID-19 has been weaponized by the political elite in ways none of us, very few of us thought we would actually see. And it's been weaponized in such a way that our ability to move about as free people and access the facilities in this country are going to be severely curtailed the minute the vaccine passport comes in. And I hear people saying, oh yeah, but I think there might be a good idea. I mean, you can't be too safe. And these are people who have been completely conditioned and controlled by 17 months of government propaganda. So they're actually just spouting propaganda. That's all they're doing. It makes no sense what they're saying. So there we have it, folks, anyway. Seems to be a bit of a kickback. I don't have much confidence in the Labour Party. I think they're pretty pathetic. But then again, the government is also equally pathetic. But the only thing that can really stop the vaccine passports coming in September is either massive street protests and or clear opposition from the opposition benches in Parliament, along with some rebels on the Conservative benches. That's the only thing that can stop it. Let's wait to see exactly which of those occurs first.